With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is offering his condolences to the family of Jimmy Carter.
President-elect Donald Trump taking to his social media platform Truth Social, reacting to the passing of former President Carter, saying the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude. Trump goes on to write, "Melania and I are thinking warmly of the Carter family and their loved ones during this difficult time. We urge everyone to keep them in their hearts and prayers." Laura Winter, Atlanta, Georgia.
Newly released pictures show then Vice President Joe Biden meeting some of his son Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners during an official visit to the country, as well as Hunter meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping and other senior officials. Now that Joe Biden's on his way out of office and his son has been pardoned for all acts dating back to 2014, the National Archives and Records Administration is finally releasing the images after public records request from conservative legal group America First Legal. The images are notable because Joe Biden repeatedly said he never had any business-related contact with his son. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has pressed for voting changes before and after his reelection to the White House. The GOP majorities in Congress will try to make it happen.
Republicans plan to move quickly in their effort to overhaul the nation's voting procedures, seeing an opportunity with control of the White House and both chambers of Congress to push through long-sought changes that include voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements. In the new year, Republicans will be under pressure to address Mr. Trump's desires to change how elections are run in the U.S., something he continues to promote even after his win in November. Republicans are likely to face opposition from Democrats and have little wiggle room with their narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. Muslim countries are the worst for religious freedom, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservatives have uncovered eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20, conservators for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them on the balcony's arches in the church. This is SRN News. The retail chain Big Lots reaches a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open. Julie Walker has more.
Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, a firm specializing in distressed companies, which will then transfer the assets to other retailers. Variety Wholesalers, which owns more than 400 discount stores, plans to acquire up to that many Big Lots stores and operate them under the Big Lots brand. When it filed for bankruptcy, Big Lots said inflation and high interest rates caused consumers to pull back on purchases of home and seasonal products, two categories Big Lots depend on. I'm Julie Walker.
At least four people have died after severe storms rolled through the South over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes have been reported in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. More details at srnnews.com.